Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. Confessions of a False Teacher. But you might ask, what false teacher? Me. I was a false teacher. Let's talk about that for a moment, friend. A couple of decades ago, actually about 2.5 decades ago, the Lord quickened me through His Word and by the knowledge of His truth. I realized, He brought me to the realization that I was teaching falsely. I had learned some things falsely, and I had taught others, and God rebuked me. He quickened me to then go and apologize to those I had misled, those I had misrepresented Him to. You know, when you teach false doctrine, you're misrepresenting God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness. But I want to focus in on the first one, doctrine, the teachings of the Lord. If we teach anything contrary to what His Word, the full counsel of His Word clearly conveys, we have misled people to the image of a false God. And so the Lord rebuked me and granted repentance to my wretched soul and quickened me to call every single person I could remember that I had taught those falsehoods to, and to ask them to forgive me and to let them know that I had repented before the Lord and changed my ways conforming to His Word. And so, you know, at that time I was possibly on track to heavy to pastoring a church, or perhaps even a thriving church, and maybe even more than that. And yet I was lying to people. I was telling them things they wanted to hear. Perhaps I would have become, some call it, a rock star for the Lord. Oh boy, that's a deception. And that would have ended in eternal damnation. I would have died as a false teacher. But God had mercy on my soul and rebuked me and brought me to repentance before it was too late. Hallelujah. And He quickened me again to go and apologize to people that I had taught these falsehoods to. Now, you can find out more about this divine intervention in my life. And maybe some of you have a similar story and testimony. I've recorded 3 chapters in the book Predators in Our Pulpits, you know, Confessions of a False Teacher, Part 1, 2, and 3. That false teacher was myself, yours truly, Todd Tomasella. And God had mercy on my soul, as He will on anyone who will sincerely seek His face for the truth and come to a place where they lay it all down and say, Lord, I just want to be Your disciple. I lay down my life. Teach me Thy truth. Psalm 25, as David prayed, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's a great prayer taken right out of Psalm 25, 51, and 139. Hallelujah. Now, usually I refrain from speaking about myself, but in this case, I think it's okay to glory in this infirmity or weakness. And let me read to you the chapters of the book Predators in Our Pulpits before we close here. 21 chapters. Again, 3 of them, and that's chapters 8 through 10, are titled Confessions of a False Teacher. I go into utter detail, specific detail, about that whole ordeal in my life that the Lord brought me through. Now, chapter 1 is titled History and Purpose of the Pulpit. Chapter 2, Satan's Fire in the Sanctuary. That is an extremely important and insightful chapter. These truths from Scripture are going to open your eyes. Many have read this book, and the testimonies are on the Predators in Our Pulpits page on our website, safeguardyoursoul.com. There's not all of them, but just some of them that have taken time to write in. We posted their testimonies of this, the truth of the Lord did to them through this particular volume, Predators in Our Pulpits. All right, chapter 3 is titled, What's Wrong with the Modern Church World? That one is a barn burner. Wow. All right, chapter 4, Fables. Defines fables from the Greek and speaks about Paul's warning about fables in lieu or in place of divine truth. Chapter 5, Savior-centered servants. That is, instead of self-centered servants. Chapter 6, Seminary or the Savior. Chapter 7, Forever Relevant. And chapter 8 through 10, part 1, 2, and 3 of Confessions of a False Teacher. That's me, and that's my testimony of the glorious, merciful deliverance of our loving Heavenly Father. I'm forever grateful to Him for finding me, even after He had saved me, in my darkness, and saving me from misleading people to the image of a false Christ, while coming to them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Chapter 11 is titled, Marks of a True Apostle or Prophet, Part 1. And then Chapter 12 is Marks of a True Apostle or Prophet, Part 2. Those are extremely landmark chapters as they speak of what the Scripture tells us are the marks of a true apostle and prophet, in contrast with false apostles and false prophets. Chapter 13, Satanic Cessationist is the title. Chapter 14, The Anatomy of Apostasy. That chapter details how it breaks down how apostasy happens in an individual life, in a group or church, or in a society. The Anatomy of Apostasy. All right, chapter 15 and 16 are intriguing dialogues, part 1 and 2. Dialogues between myself and other people who are asking questions, etc., about certain doctrines that pertain to this particular subject of wolves, deceivers, that is, predators in our pulpits. Chapter 17, Perfecting the Saints. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us the Lord will perfect that which concerneth us. That's Psalm 138:8. And the fourth chapter of Ephesians speaks of God's process and His plan to bring maturity to the saints. Glory to God. All right, chapter 18 is titled, Excuse Me, Miss Jezebel. Wow. That chapter is landmark, big time. And it speaks of the threat of Jezebel in the church world, which Jesus warns about in Revelation 2. Chapter 19 is titled, In Good Company. Hallelujah. Very encouraging. Also, chapter 20, Healing the Beguiled. Very healing chapter about restoration and how God is healing a lot of people who have been beguiled, such as many of you who are listening and myself also. And the final chapter is titled, chapter 21, Covetous Reciprocation. It speaks about the relationship which the Bible details between the covetous people who heap to themselves false teachers because of their own itching ears. And it's a back-scratching relationship, if you will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, Predators in Our Pulpits, feel free to get your copies at safeguardyoursoul.com. God bless you, friend.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, Scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all Scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and you're your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.